Blog Talk Radio.
Now
Welcome in, everybody, to the fastest 60 minutes in sports on a Sunday morning as we get you ready for week four in the National Football League. Also get you ready for what is now about to be the NHL. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Hockey is back the first week of October. Get you ramped up for that as well. Also, Major League Baseball winding down. The hunt for October is on. How about the Seattle Mariners staying alive? One game behind the Athletics with one game to play. And they'll have Felix Hernandez in game 162. That's got to be a lot of fun. In the meantime, the A's are falling to the Rangers, so they're actually going to fail to earn a playoff berth, as it turns out. Joe Girardi in baseball chiding his Yankees with a bit of an angry rant for a lack of desire. That's, again, these are just the headlines in baseball right now as we wind it down. For those of you in Middle Earth, Cubbies and Sox fans, yeah, we'll see you next year. I don't know what the White Sox are going to do. The Cubs actually look like they've got a plan. Let's see. Royals missed shot at first and lost to the White Sox. I guess that was yesterday. They wound up losing to the White Sox. With a shot to perhaps clinch a playoff berth. And this just in, Juan Uribe to manage the Dodgers in Sunday's finale. I know they've been grooving. Juan Uribe was the, if those of you remember the White Sox back in 2005 when they won the World Series, Uribe was the middle infielder, shortstop and third baseman for those guys. Heck of a glove, heck of a player. But, yeah, has been an edge to him. So hopefully the Dodgers have found maybe their next coach. They're grooming the guy for the opportunity, and that would be awesome. Got to love a Juan Uribe because great arm, great tenacity. Love of the game, plays the right way, never been in trouble as far as we know. This is an all-around good guy, so good luck to Juan Uribe in the efforts to secure what may be a big-time future with the Los Angeles Dodgers in management. In the meantime, as we said before, it is week four in the National Football League. We've got your fantasy level. You know, let's get to that right now. We're not even going to prolong that any way, shape, or form. For those of you who are just anxious to get your fantasy roster set for week four in the National Football League, for those of you playing in the Survivor Pools, I'm going to give you two. I'm not going to call them locks, but I'm going to tell you they're awfully strong. I would call them locks, but maybe you won't. Nonetheless, we'll give you what you needed to get you through what we hope was week four in your Survivor Pool. This is assuming, of course, you're still alive. I have seen two Survivor Pools, and it turns out of 16,000 people that have played, already 9,000 have been eliminated. What were you thinking? Every season has a flow. Every season has a rhythm. There are no guarantees. There are none. You look at your triggers. Look at your... There are indicators. You just got to look for them sometimes, people. And when someone says, hey, put $25 up and you have a chance to win $100,000, you might want to start looking for those indicators pretty quickly. But you ain't heard that from me because I'm not one to tell you about yourself often. Anyway, let's get you to your fantasy level right now. So your top 10 fantasy defenses today. Here's the rule. I'm going to name your top 10 defenses down to number one. If you've got this defense, play them. If you're playing against someone who has a higher defense rank than yours, well, good luck. If you don't have the defense, then maybe you make a quick trade, you figure something out from the free agency, why you do what you need to do. But it's week four, so you still got some time in most of your seasons to bounce back if you don't do well today. So your top 10 defense today, start off Indianapolis, going up against Tennessee. Number 9, the Detroit Lions against the Jets. Number 8, the Baltimore Ravens. Number 7, the Buffalo Bills. Number 6, the Pittsburgh Steelers going against Tampa Bay. Number 5, the Miami Dolphins up against Oakland. Number 4, the Houston Texans against Buffalo. Number 2, the Carolina Panthers at Baltimore. Number 2, the New England Patriots at Kansas City. And the number 1 ranked defense today, the San Diego Chargers. Why? Because they're playing one of the worst teams in football, the Jacksonville Jaguars. I actually like that. That will be one of the picks, I'm sure, for the lock of the week, so to speak. All right, so that's your defense. Let's get to your kickers now. See which one's going to kick you into hopefully what's going to be a win today. I have a pretty good idea. I know at least two of these guys off the bat. But, you know, it's the fun of the league. You never can tell how things are going to go. Some games start off shootouts, and they wind up being all offense, and other times it winds up being a bit of a drudgery kind of game. So, anyway, top defenses today. I'm sorry. No, we just did that. I'm sorry. Your top 10 kickers today. And actually, we're gonna give you 13 guys because quite a few of them are in the 10th or 13th ranking area. Remember, let's give you 14. How about that? We'll give you 14 kickers you can go with today. So hopefully you've got one of these guys. Number 14 this week, Robbie Gould of the Bears. Team Blair Walsh in Minnesota. Number 12, Phil Dawson. Number 11, Mason Crosby of the Packers. Number 10, Danny Carpenter in Buffalo. Number 9, Sean Swism in Pittsburgh. Number 8, Nick Folk. Number 7, Matt Bryan in Atlanta. Number 6, Adam Vinatieri in Indianapolis. Number 5, Cody Parkey. I almost called him Cody Parker. Cody Parkey. Number 5, number 4, Danny Bailey in Dallas. Number 3, Justin Tucker in Baltimore. Number 2, Nick Novak in San Diego. Number 1, Steven Gostkowski. This is going to set up by just pure rankings alone to look like San Diego is going to be everyone's odds-on favorite to be the survival pick of the week. And you know what? That's probably a pretty safe choice for those of you still alive. All right, let's get to your tight ends now. See what they look like this weekend. Come on. I know you're tired. I'm asking you to do a lot. Technology. All right. Top 10 tight ends today. Number 10, Jason Witten in Dallas. Number 9, Travis Kelce in Kansas City. Number 8, Zach Ertz in Philly. Number 7, Delanie Walker in Tennessee. Number 6, Vernon Davis in San Francisco. Number 5, Antonio Gates in San Diego. Number 4, Martellus Bennett in Chicago. Number 3, Greg Olsen in Carolina. Number 2, Rob Gronkowski in the New England Patriots. He's back and he's healthy again. And number 1, as if he always isn't, Jimmy Graham, the New Orleans Saints. They've got Dallas in Dallas today. And Dallas has no answer for Jimmy Graham. I'm telling you that right now, none. All right, but Drew Brees is going to give him the ball. Dallas will come up with some kind of scheme that I'm sure to at least be a little bit competitive in this game. To the wide receivers now. All right, this is going to sound a little bit standard fare, but nonetheless, top 10 wideouts today. Number 10, Randall Cobb of Green Bay. That's all matchup driven. Number 9, Julian Edelman in New England. Number 8, Jeremy Maclin in Philadelphia. Number 7, Brandon Marshall in Chicago, if he goes on that ankle. Number 6, Alshon Jeffrey in Chicago. Number 5, Antonio Brown in Pittsburgh. Number 4, Dez Bryant in Dallas. Number 3, Jordy Nelson, Green Bay. Number 2, Julio Jones in Atlanta. And the number 1 wideout for this weekend, as often is the case, Calvin Johnson, Detroit, gets on the road at the New York Jets. I don't terribly like the matchup for Calvin, just because it's outdoors and stranger things have happened, but he is such a gazelle and such a beast to contend with. I guess I can see why that is indeed the case. I do like Alshon Jeffrey. Green Bay's secondary is porous. Green Bay's defense, even though they've still got Julius coming off that edge there, not the same player he was, you know, 5-6 years ago. So your running backs now. Some of you may actually like this one. All right, the top 10 running. Someone blow the dust off old Freddie Jackson. He's still getting it done. Number 10 this week, Freddie Jackson in Buffalo. Number 9, C.J. Spiller. Number 8, Donald Brown. Number 7, Lamar Miller in Miami. That guy keeps on getting it done. Number 6, LeSean McCoy. Number 5, Eddie Lacy. That is matchup driven, as the Bears have had a hard time stopping the run. Number 4, Jamal Charles. Number 3, Matt Forte, because Green Bay can't stop edge runners. Number 2, DeMarco Murray in Dallas. And number 1, Le'Veon Bell in Pittsburgh. Gotta love me some Le'Veon Bell today. Tampa Bay, still trying to get a handle on Lovie Smith's defense. This has not been the defense we know it will eventually become if they can stick and stay with him. All right, now to the most important position on the field, the quarterback. All right, top 10 quarterbacks. If you got them, start them. If you don't, well, hope you're not playing against them. Number 10, Cam Newton this week. Number 9, actually, we got a bunch of 7s. And then, okay, this is going to be interesting. So we have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, we're actually going to give you 11 then. So 11 is Cam Newton. Number 10, Ben Roethlisberger. That means number 9 would be Nick Foles. Number 8, Colin Kaepernick. Number 7, Jay Cutler. That's all matchup driven. Number 6, Matt Ryan. Number 5, Matthew Stafford. Number 4, Aaron Rodgers. That's all matchup driven. Number 3, Phillip Rivers. That's matchup driven. Number 2, Andrew Luck. And number 1, because of the matchup, Drew Brees. Wow. Wow. That's really all I have to say about that. Somebody's going to pick up some big numbers today. Now, it may be Jay Cutler with that Forest Green Bay secondary. It may be Aaron Rodgers with the Bears secondary issues and woes. My money's probably on Phillip Rivers against Jacksonville, just because this game is either going to go right for Phillip Rivers in San Diego, and they're going to blow out Jacksonville, or this is going to be a trap game. San Diego's come off 2 very, very tough wins, 1 at home, 1 on the road at Buffalo last week. And there is a propensity for that team to let down. Now, for those of you who are playing in survival pools, let me give you your tidbits now. At, let's see, 16 past the hour, you've got Andrew Luck in Indianapolis and Phillip Rivers in San Diego. Indianapolis gets Tennessee today. Tennessee is in Indy. Jacksonville's going to come across, going to go to San Diego. The numbers both favor both these teams. So if you're in a survival pool, I'm going to give you 1 of 2. You take Indianapolis to beat Tennessee, or you take San Diego to beat Jacksonville. Now, while I know you can't hold me accountable for this opinion, per se, these are 2 that would obviously be locks. I don't know that you could go wrong. Both teams should ideally win the game. all the numbers, all the indicators tell you that both these teams will win these games. But, of course, as we all know, they do not play the game on paper. It's better on the field. Jacksonville, I don't believe, has won a game this year. If they have, I don't recall it. Tennessee has won one game this year and did not look – well, it looked good, I guess. I think they may have beaten Dallas. We're not going to go back and look. The fact of the matter is Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts are better. Phillip Rivers and San Diego are simply better. And if you're looking to get by another week to get into, you know, the next round, so to speak, you take San Diego. All right? Do not be stupid with your survival picks today by going after a Green Bay, thinking because it's Aaron Rodgers and he's owned the Bears, that's going to be the case. Mark Trestman's offense has put up a lot of points, and the Bears split with Green Bay last year. That was the day when Aaron Rodgers got hurt and, you know, took his shoulder out. And that Bears defense, whether you like him or not, is improving. All right? I like Matt Ryan at Minnesota, but that game's going to be outdoors. If it was indoors, I'd say I'd love me some Matt Ryan today, but which means I love Atlanta. But I don't trust Atlanta outdoors against anyone. All right? You're going to stay away from San Francisco and Philly? Absolutely. Just because while it can turn into a shootout, you just don't know which version of San Francisco's defense is going to show up. I do like Pittsburgh to beat Tampa Bay. There's something about big men and a game with defense hits. He just tends to thrive in those games. But so if there was a third potential option for your survivalist out there, it would be the Pittsburgh Steelers. So there you go. Indy, San Diego, or Pittsburgh. All right? All three should win their games today. But again, you play the game on the field. All right? All right. Let's have some fun. A little Foghorn Leghorn. Then we'll get back, we'll pay a bill, and then we'll come right back at you. More right here on the Fastest 60 Minutes in Sports.
What's a big R say? What's a big R dare chasing my worm? You're a cat, son. Cats don't eat worms. You're taking the food right out of my mouth. I don't go around chasing mice. Stand up, boy. You're tripping over your own feet. Now you stay away from worms, and I'll stay away from mice. That's fair and square, and if you'd stop all your arguing and jawing, you'd see mice harder. Yep, yep, yep. Keep that mouth flapping and do no listening. There's nothing worse than a blabbermouth cat. What are you doing? I say, what are you doing with a pump? Pumping for oil? You're crazy, boy. There's no oil in this ground. Stand up, son. You're falling all over yourself. There's no oil 500 miles of here. Geology of the ground's all wrong. Even if there was oil, you'd need a drill, not a tire pump. Now you're down again. You got to learn to stand on your own feet, boy. I may not always be around to help you. Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it off. What kept you, son? I can't hold my breath forever. I'm not a fish. I gotta breathe air. My lungs crave air. You gotta think of things like that, boy. Little consideration for me. There you're down again. Two nothings is nothing. That's mathematics, son. You can argue with me, but you can't argue with figures. Two half nothings is a whole nothing. And I know what I'm talking about because...
Hmm. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Everybody knows that, Parker.
Well, did you know auctioneers make bad grocery store clerks?
It'll be $23.50. Now $75, $23.75, hold them, hey, to get down $23.75, $24, hey, $24, $24.25, quarter, now half, $24.50, and $75, and $25, now quarter, hey, $26.25, hold them, hey, to get down $20, you want to do it, $5.25, sold to the man in the khaki jacket.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Will you fight?
No! We will run! And we will live!
Shame on you!
This could be the greatest night of our lives. But you're gonna let it be the worst.
And I guarantee a week won't go by in your life. You won't regret walking out, letting them get the best of you.
Well, I'm not going home.
We've got too far!
And I'm gonna stay right here and fight for this lost cause.
A day may come when the courage of men fails, but it is not this day.
The line must be drawn here. This far, no farther.
I'm not saying it's going to be easy.
You're going to work harder than you ever worked before.
But that's fine. We'll just get tougher with it.
If a person grits his teeth and shows real determination,
failure is not an option.
That's how winning is done.
Believe me when I say
we can break this army here
and win just one for the Gipper.
But I say to you, what every warrior has known since the beginning of time,
you've got to get mad.
I mean plumb mad dog mean.
If you would be free, men,
Then you must
fight to fulfill that promise. Let us
cut out their living guts
1 inch at a time.
And they will know what we can do.
Let no man forget how menacing we are. We are lions.
You're like a big bear, man.
This is your time.
Seize the day. Never surrender.
Victory or death.
Patch the Chicago.
Who's with me?
Clap. Clap. Don't let him die. Clap.
All right. Let's fly.
And gentlemen in England, now abed. Shall
know my name is the Lord. When I
tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take
our Independence Day.
All right. Well, hopefully they gave you something to wake up to. 37 left in the ride. Many of you are college football fans, and many of you think that Florida State and Alabama are two of the best programs in the nation. Well, guess what? There are quite a few other great programs in this country, and right now we're going to run out of the top 25 for those of you college football heads. Maybe you missed your scores. Maybe you weren't sure what happened to your schools. Maybe the school you just happened to be following was playing yesterday. Top 25, here you go. Kansas State University whoops UTEP 58-28. Oklahoma State puts a beat down on Texas Tech 45-35. OSU, the Cowboys 50-28 over Cincinnati. Nebraska finally, a game Illinois team finally blows them out 45-14. That game was 14-14 near the end of the first half. Number 19, Wisconsin 27-10 over University of South Florida. Number 18, USC 35-10 over Oregon State. Number 17, LSU 63-7 over New Mexico State. Stanford, a 2013 winner over Washington. Missouri holds on. Actually comes back and stuns South Carolina late, 21-20. University of Georgia under Gurley's 208 yards rushing. Outlast Tennessee, 35-32. UCLA, got to be one of the highest scoring college teams we've seen in a long time. Puts it on Arizona State, 62-27. Number 10, Mississippi, 24-3 over Memphis. Michigan State, 56-14 over Wyoming. Notre Dame, a 31-15 winner over Syracuse. Baylor, 49. ISU, 28. I think it's Iowa State. Number 6, Texas A&M. Kenny Hill and the boys get it done against Arkansas. A very good game. Very entertaining game. 35-28. Number 5, Auburn continues to roll over LT. 45-17. And FSU, the number 1 team in the nation, still rolls over NC State. 56-41. I'm questioning NC State's, not so much the effort. Actually, I'm questioning Florida State's defense. You give up 41 points to an NC State team. As far as we know, wasn't that impressive? So who wins this whole college playoff tournament this year? You know Florida State will probably be there. The schedule will help them out. I actually think Texas A&M is going to be a lot of fun this year. We get to the playoff, and these teams can actually get on the field and do some things. I would love to see Texas A&M. I'd love to see Auburn. Or Florida State will be there. I might like to see one upset somewhere between ranks 2 or 3, just to see if we can get to a Baylor or a Notre Dame. Maybe get into that game. That would be a lot of fun for those. Just want to see some outside teams just make that four-man or four-team playoff. All right. So there's your college love for the day. We need to run down your baseball for a brief moment. Let's see. By the way, this just in. Kansas fires. Is that Charlie Weiss? Did they just fire Charlie Weiss? Hang on. It is Charlie Weiss. Wow. After he won only one Big 12 game during his tenure at Kansas, the Jayhawks have fired head coach Charlie Weiss. He was in the third year of a 5-year contract. Only won one game in the Big 12. 6-22 at Kansas. Man, that's going to be rough. Well, as always, and most of you know, in college football, it's all about recruiting. And you can recruit, you can win. His only Big 12 win came last year against Western Virginia. My. Kansas announces Weiss is firing the day after the Jayhawks 23-0 loss to Texas on Saturday. Well, Charlie's a talented young man, though. He'll be back. Not be surprised if you see Charlie Weiss on someone's NFL sideline very, very soon. All right, so we've got all the speed guys coming in from ESPN. Let's take a look at the playoff here, but I want to look at it from MLB side. Can you get that for me? Appreciate it. All right. Drama of a potential game 163 looms in three races. Ooh. I don't know if you're a baseball head or not, but this is getting interesting. One game playoffs. Fun stuff, man. Fun stuff. Look at the postseason picture for you. Most of you know who's in. Most of you know who's not in. How does it feel to not have the Yankees in the playoffs? Isn't that just kind of weird? It's been there so long, so many years. It's just weird to know that there will be no New York Yankees sighting this year. Well, you know what? It says it's a shot, but maybe it's not. So the New York Yankees are in Boston. And Fenway, out of love for the game, does right by Derek Jeter. Give Derek Jeter a standing ovation. This is a man they've hated because he has been a bane of their pitfalls for a lot of years. Similar thing actually happened in Chicago, of course. Hansi was at the White Sox. Konerko's kind of home, you know, exit party, so to speak. And fans do the right by Paulie. His nickname was Paulie Walnuts. The bottom line is both of these teams, the Yankees and the White Sox, have done it right in terms of how they say goodbye to their players in the final season of both these guys. Great guys. Hopefully both are in the Hall of Fame. Jeter's probably a first ballot Hall of Famer. I don't know if Paulie Walnuts gets there, Konerko, but certainly he deserves some consideration at some point. So here's your baseball setting right now. The Baltimore Orioles have won the American League East. They're 95-66 right now. Total domination of the American League East. The Central Division belongs to Detroit by a game. Kansas City's one game back with one game to play. So both of those teams are probably going to make the playoffs. One's going to be a wild card. One's going to be a division champ. American League West. All LA Angels again. Oakland fell off the map. Seattle fell off the map. So now it comes down to just the wild card play. The National League in the East, all Washington Nationals. Literally ran away 95-66 for the season. Great job by Matt Williams and the boys. In the National League Central, St. Louis and Pittsburgh, both teams are in the playoffs. Cardinals are going to win the division. Pirates are going to be the wild card team. And then in the West, the Dodgers, six games up, have won the division. The San Francisco Giants are the wild card team there. All right, so there you go. Is Mike Trout your MVP? More than likely. We'll see. Moving forward, guys, week 5 next week, we're going to open up the 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747 for about the entire hour. We're going to talk week 5 in the NFL because we'll have turned the page on the first quarter of the season. You start to see some trends now. This is why the game, the Bears-Packers day, is actually more important than both these teams realize. So these guys, maybe it's just a game. If you're sitting at 3-1, you certainly look a lot better than sitting at 2-2. I know that's what the Bears are looking at. Green Bay is trying to get back to 2-2. Let's tap that and see exactly what that actually looks like in the grand scheme of things for both of these squads. Packers have got issues on defense; they can't keep players healthy. Bears have got issues on defense; they can't keep players healthy. So don't really care about the picks per se, guys, but I do care about what this means. Green Bay is trying to salvage a season. The Bears are trying to control what little control they've got top of the NFC North along with the Lions. I have no faith in the Lions other than shooting themselves in the foot. And now news comes out of Detroit, and Ndamukong Suh likely to bolt the Lions with New York on his mind. So he's looking at the New York Giants, or he's looking at the New York Jets as his next stopping point for his career. All right, 29 left in the ride. What are we doing next? We've hit you with your college. We've given you your baseball. We'll get to some NHL and some basketball in just a minute. But let's take it back. 2013, 6 minutes, what it sounded like, as we got all the way down to a shocking Super Bowl with Seattle and Denver. Back in a few.
Adrian Peterson's first And we are. You've earned that. Keep working, guys. And that's the bottom line. We do what we do.
Yeah.
For moments.
Seize the moment. We got an opportunity right here to do something special. Take care of this moment.
Today is not the day to be timid. Today is not the day to be scared. We got to play every play like it's the one that's going to win or lose the game. Don't let anything stand in our way.
We gotta get this one today. It's the last time this group of men will stand in this spot together. Make it count.
Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. It is Super Bowl 48.
The ultimate goal, baby. The Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh.
So the first play of the game, a nightmare for the Broncos.
The ball is hit. Has it come down? Let's go. What a Seahawks. Come on now. Come on now. Seahawks. He's across the 40. The three. There he goes. He's going to go all the way back. 88 yards for a touchdown. Yes.
And that's a look back at 2013, the entire season in 6 minutes. Yours truly, Vinny Moore, 22 before the end of the ride. We've had a lot of fun. We've talked to your NFL, getting you ready for week four. But one thing we haven't given you is who's going to win this week. Probably should fire that up, huh? What do you think? Maybe, just maybe, maybe, huh? Maybe, just maybe, 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 maybe. I'm still tripping on the fact that Canada's fired Charlie Weiss. That man cannot catch a break. The decent coach at Notre Dame, the decent coach in the world, but in college football, if you cannot recruit, you cannot win. It's that simple. And that seems to be what has befallen our buddy. So wishing him well in whatever his future endeavors might be. In the meantime and in between times, it is time to tell you who's going to win, who's going to lose. And, by the way, while I'm seeing this, best of luck to my son, who's doing a 13-mile run today for racing soldiers. Of course, he's in the United States Army. If you get a chance to check him out on Facebook, he's got a look out there, him just being himself, doing what he does best, which is out there shining. So much love to my boy. I wish you well. Run him straight, run him strong, do what you need to do. Take care of your business, all right? Alright, let's see. You guys want to know who's going to win. That's all you care about. You don't care about nothing else. You don't care about the housework. You don't care about your kids today. You don't care about them. All you want is a remote, something cold to drink, and your games. That's all you care about. I know. It's rough, man. It's rough out there. Get you some green tea. It's going to be okay. Alright. Let's see. I did this nice little write-up for you guys that you all have this. And now all of a sudden, I can't find it. All right. That's actually last year's week four. All right, what did I do with this? Did I not post this? Did I have a moment? Did I have a brain spike? All right, let's see if I can put... Did I email it to myself? Was that? Was I at least that intelligent? Let's see. There are no guarantees in this world, that's for sure. There are no guarantees in this world, that's for sure. There are no guarantees in this world, no guarantees in this world. Well, if I did not, then I don't have anything to show you. All right, so we'll just do it raw. How about that? All right, you want to do News of the Weird? Let's do News of the Weird. We've got 20 minutes left in the ride. Let's do a little News of the Weird first, and we'll come back, see if we can get our hands on some of these picks we've chosen. We can tell you this openly and honestly, we did not do well Thursday night. All right, we did not. All right, first this in the NFL, then News of the Weird. We'll be right back.
Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game, played nowhere else on earth. It is a rare game. The men who play it make it so.
One heartbeat!
One heartbeat!
One mind!
One mind!
One spirit!
One spirit!
Hola, hola,
hola, hola,
hola,
hola,
hola. All we got is each other.
Yeah.
And that's all we need.
Yeah.
One, two, three,
four, two,
three,
four,
four,
two,
four,
five,
six, seven,
eight,
where?
Pro football is a mirror of early America, reflecting toughness, courage, and self-denial. The game is wide open, not confined. X's and O's on a blackboard are translated into imagination on the field. It can be one man rising above the obscurity of a grim, no-glory duty of special teams. It is a lineman clawing through the carnage at the scrimmage line and devouring the quarterback.
Round right, Fox 2, run on set, ready?
The game is perpetual motion. A swirl of flying bodies in constant collision. A 2.5-hour carnival of color, sound, and action. There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. But now's the time to work and strain at a sport that tests the spirit and challenges the brain.
Oh, that's it? That's what you're bringing today, Bryce? Come on, man.
We got to come out here with a swag, man, and play cocky, man, for 4 quarters.
Do you fear the force of the wind, the slash of the rain? Go face them and fight them be savage again.
We get the ball back, we go down and score, we win this game.
29. Did you just miss the ball? Come on, son, it's the NFL now.
Tell you what, we got a pretty good football team in this room, in case nobody knows.
Keep your eyes working for the pressure. Now,
hey, Brandon Rocco! Time to work, man. Time to work now.
That's how you play football. Yes!
A time for achievement. A time for purpose. A time for glory.
And now, the fastest 60 minutes of sports. Probably presents Vinny Moore's narrative of okay, guys. Okay. Good. All right. You know, one of these days I'll get some fun little goofy music to play underneath when I'm reading these stories. Recurring themes. More drivers who ran over themselves. That's what I said. More drivers who ran over themselves. In June, Robert Puller, 30, Minot, North Dakota, subsequently charged with DUI, fell out of his car and was run over by it. In July, Joseph Carl, 48, jumped out of his truck to confront another driver in the road in a road rage incident in Gainesville, Florida. But as he pounded on that driver's window, his own truck negligently left in gear, crept up, and ran him over. Puller and Carl were not seriously injured, but in July, a 54-year-old St. Petersburg, Florida man was hurt badly when attempting to climb onto the street sweeper that operates for the city. He fell off, and the machine ran over his upper body. Ew. Seriously? Okay. So here you have three incidents of people who have been run over by the vehicle that they were operating. I'd love to know the stats on this one because I've never seen or heard of anything quite that crazy before. Run over by your own vehicle. I can't even fathom the words to think of how bad you look in that regard. Seriously? And that's it for News of the Weird. Wow.
I've been eating Egg McMuffins since 1984. But when I saw Taco Bell made a waffle taco,
I figured I would get with the times.
So I got a haircut and I got some tighter pants. Lost my flip phone, got a smartphone, even took down my Loverboy poster. Now I'm eating waffle tacos and AM Crunchwraps.
And I just made like $700 on Craigslist.
Move on from your old McDonald's breakfast with Taco Bell's exciting new breakfast menu.
All right. So, 13 left in the ride. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. I also want to thank all the people in Chicago, all the people north of the border, all the love and support for all these years. Oh, yeah. The picks. You can get the picks. All right. Let's do something real quick, and then we'll come back with the picks, all right? How about that? Give me a minute. 1 minute.
Getting footy prints all over my desert. Yeah, mule! Yah, yah, yah! Whoa, camel! Whoa! Whoa! Whoa, camel! Whoa! Come on, whoa! When I say whoa, I mean whoa!
Welcome back to the fourth season of the fastest 60 minutes in sports. I'm Vicky Nunu, and you're listening to my baby, your host, Vinny Moore.
You really got to do that, huh? All right, that's kind of cool. Very, very cool. Awesome. All right, survival picks. I told you earlier, Indianapolis, Tennessee, right? So now comes the moment of truth for me. I have to make a decision. Indianapolis or San Diego? San Diego is prone to get trapped into a game against Jacksonville. Indianapolis needs a win badly. Pittsburgh is the option against Tampa Bay. Pittsburgh is at home. I don't see an upset looming for the Buccaneers. I just don't. I don't see them beating Pittsburgh. Then again, I don't see Tennessee beating Indianapolis. Jacksonville nerves me just a little bit. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to take the Indianapolis Colts. That's going to be my pick for the day. Am I nervous? Absolutely. Can the Titans beat them? Any team can beat any team on any given day. Remember that. It's the NFL. But I like Andrew Luck. If he's down, they're going to come back. I don't think Tennessee, if they get down, they're going to be able to come back. I think this game could be all Indianapolis Colts. Colts are a better team. And I get to save San Diego and save Pittsburgh for a better. I don't know, something about Tampa Bay and Pittsburgh, I just think that could be a matchup nightmare. I don't know why. All right. NFL picks. We said we'd get to you. Let's do them right now. So Thursday night, we couldn't have been more wrong. We were like everybody else. Only two of the 3, 6, 9, 12, 15 prognosticators, only two had the Giants beating the Redskins, and we were all wrong. The Giants came out there and laid it on them. Now, Green Bay at Chicago. 2, 3, 4, 5, 3, 5, 6, 7. 7 of 15 have the Bears. 3, 5, 6. Oh. 1 abstain, 7 and 7, right down in the middle. I guess I'll be the tipping point. I am going to take Chicago. You already knew that. I'm a Chicago homer, and I stick by my boys no matter what. I think the Bears are just a little bit better team right now than Green Bay. But they've got Aaron Rodgers on that side of the football, which is always dangerous. So if it's close, yeah, it could go either way. But I'm taking the Bears to win that game against Green Bay and Chicago. Buffalo at Houston. Give me the Houston Texans to bounce back from pretty ugly drubbing they took last weekend. Indianapolis at home against Tennessee. All Colts all day. Carolina at the Baltimore Ravens. Give me the Baltimore Ravens. The Detroit Lions at the New York Jets. A little bit mixed bag here. I'd love to see the Lions lose, but I think they're a better team than the Jets are right now. There's only so much you're going to get out of Geno. So I'm thinking the Lions take care of business in this game. Tampa Bay at Pittsburgh. Everybody's pointing at Pittsburgh in this one, all 15 pundits, including myself. Miami at Oakland. 2, 4, 5 guys out of 15 like the Oakland Raiders in this game. Probably because Derek Carr is at home, but they're not really at home. They're in London. So, it's not really a home game for them. I think Miami takes care of business in this game. Jacksonville at San Diego. All San Diego all day long. You'd be looking for an upset if you saw otherwise in this one. Atlanta at Minnesota. One guy thinks Minnesota has a shot today. One. And it ain't me. Atlanta takes care of business, even though they're on the road. Don't look for it to be high scoring because it's outdoors, but I think Atlanta just gets, you know, Minnesota's been through too much right now to really, without Adrian Peterson, no running game. I don't know how it's going to play out. I think their heads are going to be a little too muddled. I think Atlanta takes care of business. Philadelphia at San Francisco. 2, 5, 7, 9 guys out of 15. Like the Niners in this game. I don't go against Chip Kelly. Regardless, he runs too many plays for me. So I'd love to say that. You know, I'll tell you what. I'll bite the bullet. I'll say the Niners' game because they are at home. But I would not be surprised if Philadelphia made this a close game and stole it late. All right, New Orleans at Dallas. 4 punters give Dallas a shot in this game because New Orleans has been inconsistent. The game is in Dallas, which, again, New Orleans on the road, a little bit different team. For my money, I'm going to put it on Drew Brees, Jimmy Graham, and that offense to just outlast out. They also put up some points, but I think New Orleans can outshoot it today. New England at Kansas City. Well, let's see, 2, 4, 5 guys think Kansas City has a shot at this game. I'm not one of them. New England Patriots take this game. We're going to go 30-17, and we're looking for a score. So this kind of hinges back on what we said as far as picks for the day. You've got Pittsburgh, you've got Indianapolis, and you've got San Diego. Those are kind of your locks. You got some close. Atlanta would be a close lock. That cruncher in the background? That's me starting to eat breakfast. I'm just letting you know right now. I'm hungry. Sorry. Anyway, looking at the football players who chose, Goley took the Bears to beat Green Bay. That's a bit of a shock. Merrill Hodge also took the Bears. I don't see Greenberg anywhere. These guys are all football players. Shefty took Green Bay. Mort took the Bears. Blair took Green Bay. That fits. Tom Jackson takes the Bears. That fits. Keyshawn, nah. Ditka takes the Bears. Fitting. Okay, well, that's it. Those are your picks. It's all recorded, so I can't back down on it. For the record, we win this week 29-19. We've already lost the Thursday night game, so 29-20. We're looking to see exactly how this plays itself out over the next few hours today. But for my survival pick, guys, I did take Indianapolis to take care of business against Tennessee. I don't think that I'm going to feel too bad. We'll say Pittsburgh later. I'm not sure which version of Pittsburgh I'm going to get today. I'm just not. I haven't hit submit yet, though. I can actually renege on this. I have not hit submit yet. I've got 5 minutes. If there's anyone out there that can hear me that says that Pittsburgh, Indianapolis, or San Diego is a better choice today, better than the Indianapolis I'm choosing, give me a call, 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. I need your help. Actually, I think all three are going to win. I'd like a little bit of some level of comfort and assurance there. I feel pretty good about it. I feel pretty good about Indianapolis at home. We'll definitely be watching the game now with a new level of intensity. No, I just can't see Tampa Bay going on the road beating Pittsburgh. I just can't. Everyone on Indianapolis, everyone's on Pittsburgh. Is everyone on San Diego? Yes, they are. All right, well, I think that's it. 4 minutes left in the ride. There's nothing left for us to talk about. We've talked about everything, but predictions for the NHL. The Blackhawks are going to win it again this year. There you go. All right. We'll have a lot more in-depth research and numbers in the coming weeks. But hockey starts October the 9th out here in the Washington, D.C. area with the Montreal Canadiens coming to town. It'll be fun to see Alex Ovechkin and those guys drop the puck. Also this year in the Winter Classic, you're going to see the Chicago Blackhawks and the Washington Capitals play outdoors this year. A lot of fun. Good stuff all the way around for those of you who love sports. NASCAR is winding down. We have not talked about NASCAR. We'll talk about that next week. In the meantime, I think we're done. There's nothing left to hit on, nothing to talk about. We can drop some music. We can talk about some fun things, but I think we're done. So keep this number pinned somewhere, 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. Typical data rates apply if you're calling from your cell phone. That's it. All right. Thank you very much for your time and energy. We'll be back with final thoughts after this.
Welcome back to the fourth season of the Fastest 60 Minutes in Sports. I'm Vicki Nunu, and you're listening to my baby, your host, Vinnie Moore.
Incredible, ridiculous, picketing, slip, meticulous, slim shit in half, cause my nemesis of a different variety. The gap tooth kid with the ill computer flow. The most beautiful S thing, so suitable.
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's going to do it for week four of this season, season four of the Fastest 6 Minute Sports. There's really been any more. Getting you ready for all that you want to do for the rest of the day, which is now get your pregame NFL shows, or your Fox and your CBS shows, as you're ready for your early games. You've got our picks. Hopefully you've had some success in this year. Again, we were 29-19 until Thursday night, after which the Redskins laid us an egg and cost us one game, so we're 29-20. We're looking forward, obviously, to what happens today. Just an FYI, now you know I've got Indianapolis in one of the Super Bowls, but I'm really looking at all the documentation, and everyone is telling me this is the week to use the San Diego Chargers. So, looks like I may actually pull the trigger and go ahead and watch Jacksonville get beat up one more time. Anyway, have a great night, a great day. I love you. There's nothing you can do about it, and we'll see you next time only on the Fastest 60 Minutes in Sports. Good day, everybody.